May the peace of the Lord keep your hearts and minds in this turbulent time for our nation and the world. Well, I guess you could say I'm somewhat of a workaholic. I've been a naughty girl. Last night when I went to pray, I got distracted by loose ends, so I'd be popping up every 20 minutes. I'd start to get connected to the Lord, and I'd pop up because I had some loose end hanging in my mind, and I kept doing this, and I really messed up the Lord and our prayer time together and felt very, very badly about it. So I began, first of all, well, during worship, I saw the Lord crying. He had tears running down his cheeks, and he was trying to tell me something adamantly. And I thought, oh boy, what did I do? Well, I knew what I'd done, so cancel that. First of all, Lord, please forgive me for standing you up and for all these stupid things. They can and should wait. You should come first, my Savior. I would not blame you for being silent today. But you knew before I even started to feel it that we needed more organization, and I was getting barraged with loose ends. I'm really feeling overwhelmed by what faces me, and I can only trust you to make the right decisions. So please help me. Number one, to put you first. And number two, to settle our family into a good routine. The Lord answered me, you saw me crying, didn't you? Yes, Lord, why? Because I missed you and you doubted how important you are to me and how much I need to have my time with you? You think I don't need and want you? You are sadly mistaken. I hunger for your attention and worship. Not a faraway worship, but an intimate worship, where you and I are together, hearts entwined in holy and pure love and appreciation of one another. Everything you do must proceed from love, and you will be scraping the bottom for scraps if you don't come and commune with me on the level it takes for us to be one. Besides, I ache when you consider other things, even things done for me, when you consider that more of a priority. Do you understand, my love? Yes, I do, Lord, and I'm very, very sorry. God, help me not to be a workaholic. Well said. Lord, please lead me in the way I should go with every moment of my life, and give me listening ears and a humble and obedient heart. Oh, I do so need that. Dear family, sometimes I get the impression that Jesus may be telling me to do something, but because of my stubborn pride, I brush it off by saying, okay, yeah, I'll get to it. But first I need to finish this because so-and-so is waiting for it. Or some similar excuse for chasing a butterfly just because I want to tidy up and get things done. Dear ones, this is the sin of indifference and pride and presumption. How this hurts our gentle Savior, because he desires and waits for our company. It's almost like wanting to start a project, but the house needs cleaning first and things need organizing and being put away. But that's not what he wants. He wants us to leave our unfinished tasks, our mess, right where they are, and go to him without delay. But we want to feel good and organized, so we put him off to finish the dishes or some other ridiculous excuse. Do you know that hurts him? When I saw the tears, I kind of knew I had really hurt him. The Lord continued, let's go on, my dear one. I have made a point, and I do not wish to belabor it. I understand all your dilemmas with the community, and I have an answer to them all. So does my mother, by the way. You could at least ask, and she would be happy to assist you. That noise you hear, guys, is rain. Blessed Mother, would you please help me? And I thought to myself, I don't expect to see her right on the spot. Maybe later she'll show up. But rather than that, I saw her standing a ways behind Jesus, not wanting to intrude on our time together. And she smiled, walking forward. I thought you would never ask, she answered. You have many good and sincere brothers and sisters that would be happy to help, if only they knew where to enlist their labors. It is wise to get simple resumes to help you understand the capabilities of each one, and I will help you sort them out. Just be mindful that I am with you in this little project. Thank you, Mother. I'm honored, and I know you'll do the best possible job. She answered, confidence in me and that my son has assigned me to help you is all I need, daughter. Let's get started right away in sorting things out. Let me say this much. It is not an easy task, but because you all run on love and servanthood, it will be done with the utmost joy and cooperation. This is their home, and everything depends on their faithfulness. Not just in prayers, but with a humble, willing heart. There is need for all of you to recognize the needs of one another and to care about their needs just as much as if they were their own needs. There are a few souls who are very busy and tend to push back and resist when asked to help. My dear ones, you do not see it, but you oftentimes leave Mother stranded with no one to help and no recourse. Yes, I know you are very busy and have much to do, so she has learned to be cautious in asking. However, you need to be selfless in serving, recognizing that she has no one else for the task. When you hold her at arm's length, it affects everything very negatively. First of all, she becomes fatigued by way of frustration and helplessness. She is responsible for all the needs of the community, especially the income necessary for you to operate. My precious souls, you should never respond this way. It reveals a very selfish streak that can be observed by others and replicated in the community, and it leaves her blocked to move forward. I don't think you understand her limitations or frailty. Really? Am I frail? I guess I must be. If you did, you would never push her away. I am calling all of you to a deeper respect for your mother and leader. Support her in every possible way and never complain or push back. She will know by your expression if you have other things on your plate to take care of that are pressing. We are also teaching her how to assess those things before she asks. You will have to endure patiently while she finds her way through it all and forgive her for her missteps. Pray for her and give her positive feedback. Never come to her complaining and degrading another member of the community. Always have a heart deeply concerned for the spiritual, emotional, and physical welfare of others. Satan has tried many things to divide this community, but because you genuinely love one another and are humble, he has not succeeded. Holiness requires great humility and flexibility, especially always seeking to put the legitimate needs of others before your own. Also, your ability to forgive one another for offenses is key. If you find that hard, meditate upon how you have brought disorder into situations because of your ineptness in the past, and how easily you could do it again. I must tell you that your love for one another speaks volumes about your dedication to my son. They will know you are Christians by your love. Band together, precious ones, and by your servanthood, humility, and willing attitude, bring this community into perfect order as chosen servants of the Most High God, which indeed you are. You can never outgive the Lord. There will be most precious spiritual gifts distributed to those who train their hearts and minds to have this attitude. And that was the end of her message. Isn't that a beautiful message? Love it.